guys, Kat and Mark here. We've got an important message for you guys.
We have been nominated for three awards at the Australian Adult Industry Awards. I'm nominated for Best Escort. Mark is nominated for Best Sex Therapist. And we are collectively nominated for Best Podcast again. So
make sure all you guys, every single day, set a reminder, give us a vote. We really appreciate it.
Every single day. So just set a reminder in your phone. We really need your guys' help to win these awards. And if you would like to see us live in the flesh, we are also hosting the awards again this year for the second year in a row. So get your tickets to the Australian Adult Industry Awards, and then you can see us live in person. But yeah, don't forget to vote. I'll put the link and everything, all of the details in the description. And yeah.
Perfect.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you, bro.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Kat and Mark Show. Today we have Cleo, so welcome very much. We have you are a tantric sex coach and body worker, and I saw on your profile and website you also have their muse, tantric muse or erotic muse, right?
Yeah.
Can you please explain this to me? What is a muse?
So a muse is like a woman of inspiration, right? Like muses have always been sources of inspiration for artists. For men in general, but like generally for people as a source of guidance towards something. And the erotic muse for me is someone who inspires people to be embodied in their sexuality, to be liberated and free in their sexuality, and who entices. It's like a way of bringing people into freedom and liberation through seduction.
Okay. This already sounds so erotic. I love it.
It does.
By the way, love the accent.
No, I heard her talking. I was like, where's the accent from? She's like, France. I was like, oh.
My favorite. It's actually my favorite accent in the whole world. I think it's the greatest.
Your favorite accent in the whole world?
In the whole wide world.
I get points already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just want to keep asking you questions so I can hear you speak. I kind of got lost halfway through the answer. I was like, that is a nice French accent. Damn. Okay, so it's about enticing and allowing people to like explore that. Is that what enticed you into this tantric journey? Was that ability to be able to explore and sort of let go and have that sense of adventure, I'd say?
Can you repeat, please? What enticed?
Yeah, what enticed you to get into tantra and go on that journey for yourself?
Yeah, I think I was really attracted by it without knowing really what it was for a long time. And it kept like pulling me. I was like, there's something there for me. I was always really interested in the topics of sexuality and exploration of sexuality as a medium for like reaching alternate states of consciousness. I remember like when I started to do meditation for the first time, I was hitting a point that I felt was very similar to the point I was reaching when I was having an orgasm, or to the point that I was reaching when taking some drugs. And I felt like it's like we all striving for the same thing and there's different ways to get there, like that feeling of like bliss and oneness. And when I saw that we could get there through sexuality, I was like, I need to know more. Show me more. Yeah.
And how long ago was this? Like, when did you start, say, meditating or getting into?
I started meditating like I was 24. I'm 33 now.
Okay.
So that was 2014 that I started like my, you know, spiritual journey, meditation, yoga. Went to India at that time.
Oh, wow. And okay.
Yeah, that was the beginning.
Yeah. What did you do in India? Tell us about that.
Traveled so much. I was like a little like electric battery. I was just like moving every day. I did the whole round trip of India. And then I stayed in ashrams. Mm. Have you heard of ashrams?
I haven't. Have you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like a kind of yoga, a retreat. Center, yoga meditations. Like you're just doing this. You're like in this container of like practice, basically. And yeah, it was really beautiful.
I'm curious. So I looked at your website and you do like a lot of things around tantra. So you do like VIP retreats. I was seeing at coaching and what you call like a tantric courtesan services, which I'm assuming is similar to escorting, but in a very tantric way. Do you want to talk about like what kind of things you actually sort of do in the tantra sphere?
Yeah. So the tantric courtesan, like, so I was always attracted by this word, courtesan. I don't know if you've seen the movie Dangerous Beauty.
No.
It's really beautiful, actually. Like, I think everyone should watch it. And it really portrays like the age of the courtesans, like back in Italy in like the 1600s or something. These women were basically very educated women. that were hired by men of like high society to be entertained and to explore pleasures of the flesh, let's say.
What was the movie called?
Dangerous Beauty.
Dangerous Beauty. Okay. I feel like I need
to
watch this.
Yeah,
I know. I love watching all the escort movies and stuff.
I love it as well. And it's like these women were really celebrated, you know. They were like, they were admired and celebrated. And then, you know, like something came, like war came, Christianity, like the witches burn. And then like we had this whole stigma around sex work that arrived and like prevailed. But it didn't used to be that. And so I like to use that word to refer at the time. To refer to the time where these women were still celebrated for what they were bringing to society.
Mm. Yeah, they practice that still a little bit in Japan, I think, with the, is it the geishas? They still kind of practice it. They're like the entertainers. And yeah, they usually are very educated and can do things like, you know, ski and, you know, go golfing or whatever it is, other skills like play chess and whatnot. Yeah, that's very cool. And what about your other things? So I noticed the one thing that in this courtesan thing, which I read it and it just reminded me of in Sex and the City, they go to this like tantra girl and she's showing them how to do a Lingam massage. Yeah, she's showing them how to do that. And you have that as one of your things. I just remember specifically from watching Sex and the City. So do you want to even just talk about what that massage is?
Yeah, so that's actually my main service. That's what I do the most.
That's a hand job, right? Kind of. But in essence, it's a hand. Like, I know that's obviously not what it is, but is it just using the hands? Because on like Sex and the City, it was just like a really intricate hand job.
I like that formulation, a very intricate hand job. That is somewhat could be perceived as that, but also it's above and beyond that.
Yeah.
So it's basically a full body ritual, like a full body erotic ritual. The idea, I practice that with men. So the idea is that like men are usually very used to giving and providing, you know, they're giving pleasure to the lady. They are active. So this is a place for them to relax and receive. So it's really like encouraged to just relax and not try to touch me, not try to do anything like that, just receive. And it's essentially like a whole full body massage. So I do pressure points and everything to relax the body first. And then I introduce them to breath work. So I guide them through a breath work scenario, like a session, and moving the sexual energy up into the heart and up into the crown. So basically, like the hand job part is mostly to like activate the sexual energy. Like, actually, I don't focus solely on the cock. I move through the whole body. It's basically like taking the body as a whole, rather than like, you know, in a regular massage, we avoid the genital area, or like in the hand job, we just focus on the cock. Here, we just like take the whole body holistically, and we move with it, and we build up the energy by touching the cock slowly. We have different types of strokes that we can do, but we keep moving away from it as well. So it's not like focusing on like, the idea is not to get to ejaculation. It's like to keep you at a level 7, to expand your capacity for pleasure and for being in like in a state of like openness and bliss. Does it make sense?
Oh, that's a good way of explaining it, I think.
Sounds amazing. I'm curious, like what type of clientele do you attract for this? Because I think it's going to be very different. Like even the way it was described, right? Like we could describe it as like the hand job guys versus like the intricate hand job guys, right? Because I think like there is a service obviously for guys around partying and whatnot, but this seems like someone that wants to get more in touch with that like spiritual.
Yeah, that's a good question. Because like I definitely wouldn't be getting any clients that's like, oh, hey, let's do some tantra breathwork stuff together. I'd be I'd be like, this is the wrong person. I was like, I don't know about anything breathwork.
I totally see what you mean. So I get people from coming from different angles. A lot of people have heard of tantra and they're just curious. They want to know. I get people that have experienced a lot and they want more. They're like, what else is there for me to learn, you know? And, you know, from different situations of life, like sometimes they're just like freshly divorced or they just want to explore their body and like their sensuality. Sometimes they have this specific like desire for connection to spirituality. And sometimes they don't even want the connection to spirituality. They just want the science of it, which is there as well. Like all of what I do is backed up by scientific research. And usually it's like quite high achieving men that I receive and that just want to see the power of their body.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
And I'm curious, do you have guys that come in that open-minded, but maybe not that open-minded. Because like what I'm curious is you might get a lot of guys in that are like, this is amazing. I want to try it. This is cool. Or I've done it before. Do you have guys that come in that are like a bit skeptical and are like, hang on, what is going on here? You want me to breathe? Like this feels weird. You want me to do what? Hang on, I can't move. Like, do you get many of those people coming? Because I'm the reason I ask, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to this, hearing the way you described that intricate hand job and was thinking, wow, this actually does sound really cool. Like mixing the whole idea of mindfulness, sexuality, not just focusing on the orgasm, being able to like let go and explore, being like in somewhat of a relaxed state, right? So for those guys, like if you met clients like that, and what does that look like for you?
Like for me, like it's taking it step by step and doing what's comfortable for them. You know, like each session is customizable to whatever is comfortable. Like we don't need to like talk about spiritual shit if you don't want to talk about spiritual shit, you know. But like, let me show you the tools and you're going to see for yourself how it works. You're going to see for yourself the results and how it feels in your body. And if it feels good, do it again. Yeah, if it's not for you, then it's not for you.
Okay, cool.
And you were saying it's backed by science and stuff. I did see on your website that you have like a biology background or something. Yeah. So what actual training and stuff have you done?
Yeah. So I actually started studying medicine when I was like 18.
Oh, wow.
I was really into anatomy. That was cool. But then I switched to biology. So like biomedical biology, it was called. So the science of the body, of the human body. I was really always really into the human body, its functionings, its anatomy. So that was something that stayed with me. But I knew I didn't really want to work in the research field or like being a teacher in that. So I took a break from that, you know, I went, did my life. I did a lot of different things. And when I saw that I could do a career in sexuality, I was like, oh yeah, I think that's for me. Yeah. And now I'm like at a point where I blend the two, you know, like my
Because that would give you a lot of good foundational knowledge of like the anatomy and how to do a massage properly. I've always said before that some of my best like sexual encounters have been with guys that are like doctors. Seriously. Well, but it makes sense though, because they know exactly where shit is.
Like a knowledge of the human body.
They know. Oh my god. I don't know if you've ever, if any of you've ever had sex with a doctor. They know where shit is. Seriously, they really do. They just know. but anyway, so it would be the same thing in.
Yeah, similar. And for you. Also, like I'm very connected to my body. Like it's a connection that I've really built over the years and. I've personally received a lot of massages, so I also know what feels good, what doesn't feel good in my body. And usually when I reproduce it on other people, it works. I think it's like bringing like the work of embodiment that I did on myself and like teaching it to others. And usually it's like it filters, you know, like I just need to be in a space with the person. And because I can be free and like and open a space of safety and everything is allowed and everything is okay, like in terms of like body movements or breathing or sounding, you know, nothing is weird for me. It helps people to really be comfortable and explore different aspects of their sexuality.
Does it work with girls as well? Do you see girls?
I haven't yet, but okay. I have people, I've had people reaching out to me. So I'm like, okay, maybe I can do it.
Would it work? Like, would there be a link? What's the name?
Well, it's a yoni massage.
It's a yoni massage, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. Is that the word for a girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm specifically trained in lingam massage.
Okay, right.
Training. But I have a pussy.
Yeah, know? Right.
So like obviously I've done a lot of that on myself.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, approaching my body in like a slow way and like entering in a slow way.
Oh, that's interesting.
I've received so
girls can actually receive one of these things. Oh no.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Intricate fingering.
Intricate fingering.
Is it? Oh, okay.
And like I've received
I feel like that might feel nice. Myself,
yeah.
Because I love massages and I don't mind, like I don't like being eaten out, but I do like getting fingered.
Yeah.
I get some contacts for you.
Maybe I need to look into this. What was it called? Yoni massage.
Yoni massage.
We've had another tantric coach on the podcast before, and he actually taught me the idea of de-armoring.
Yes.
Is because I noticed you mentioned pressuring points with your massages. Is that essentially what it is, like the de-armoring process?
So when I was mentioning the pressuring points before, it was more like like through the whole body, just like relaxing the body. The armoring, for like how I use the word personally, I use it to talk about the armoring of my vulva or of the penis, of the anus. And usually it's like, it's taking those areas of the body just like any other areas. You know, when you have like a tension, like a muscle tension, and someone is like massaging you, you want them like to press on it and like to breathe through it so that the tension goes away. You don't want them to like force, you know? And so it's a bit the same thing with like with entering a pussy or an anus. You can enter and then you can find little points that are like slightly more sensitive or a bit painful or a bit tensed. And we take them as like just little nuts, you know, and we go there and we press and we breathe and we let the body relax. We let the body know that we're there with it and it's okay. Like usually those tensions are things that the body has built for protection or through different emotional experiences, just as like kind of like an imprint, you know? So sometimes we emotions come up when we press on the point, suddenly we start to cry and it's really beautiful things happen.
Kat's, I could see Kat thinking, she's like, yeah. Sign me up.
I'm just in my mind, I'm like thinking about how it like how it would work. But yeah, I am curious now.
Yeah.
And I can see from your, I don't know how to describe this, but the presence and vibe you give off is very relaxing. I don't know if you feel the same thing, but the way you speak, the way you act, the way you like gesture, I can imagine that guys come to work with you will feel a sense of that, relaxation and ability to like open up and feel like non-judgmental as well.
Actually. She does have a very soothing like French voice. I think it's that, that's what you find.
Maybe you've just got me on the accent.
No, but it is very like soothing, like or mesmerized, sounds spiritual and everything. Like obviously me, like my voice is like so loud and like high pitched. Like, no one's relaxing to my voice. I've had a few people tell me they listen to our show to go to bed. I was like, that sounds horrible.
Cat's yelling to the mic, wake up.
Don't sleep. It sounds like the worst podcast listening. I was like, well, our voice does not relax. Neither is yours, not
actually,
fair.
Yeah.
It's very loud.
Contrast to our energy, I think. Yeah. Exactly.
It takes us many places. Like, yeah. Wake up, slow down.
Yeah, exactly.
Even
yeah,
like the plants. Like, you got everyone that's listening at home, she's wearing like an outfit that's just like plants.
That's true, it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's also very relaxing, like earthy.
Yeah, it's good vibes. Yeah.
So, do you just do like all tantric stuff? Do you do stripping and other stuff as well?
So I've done stripping. For almost 2 years, a year and a half. I still do that sometimes, you know, if I want some quick cash. Like I actually like stripping. Like I like being on stage. I like to dance. So like. Sometimes I'm like, I miss it a little bit. So I'll do a little bit of that. And I've done like regular sex work as well. But I feel like my place is really with the tantric work now. I'm like, that's not.
To anyone not listening, because we preach about tantra all the time on the show and like, you know, telling guys to be more tantric and, you know, focusing less on the experience and on the coming. So if anybody is like listening to this, maybe they haven't listened to our previous episodes on tantra or whatever. And if they're, I guess, curious, like why should somebody practice tantra? Like why should anyone listening who's like, oh, clearly seems interesting. Why should somebody like book you and actually try to explore this kind of side of sexuality, which is like super different to something that I would do.
Like, so
what are people missing out on that's listening?
Like, I don't want to like preach to anyone, you know. It's like usually I say, like, if you feel the call, if you're feeling curious, like go for it, because there's something there for you. Tantra for me has brought a lot of like ecstasy and bliss in my life. It's like connecting with that sense of bliss in your sexuality ripples out to the other aspects of your life. And because you're basically moving energy in and inside your body rather than pushing it out, you're more vitalized, you're more awake, you're more like open to life. So there's that. And also, I mean, full body orgasms and like lasting for hours and like anal orgasm and like brain orgasm and ear orgasm and rage orgasm and cry orgasm and laugh
orgasm. What is an
like,
ear orgasm?
Sorry?
What is an ear orgasm?
Like you could have an orgasm just from your ear being like licked.
Oh my God.
Like, so like that, these are like the little like hooks, you know, okay, like you can get that and that and that.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's not really about the goal and what you can get. It's really about like dropping into an experience of presence within your sexuality and awareness. And when you start practicing sexuality with consciousness, it's like a whole other world opens up. You connect way deeper with the people. you know, like couples who like are can't have sex after a few years, or there's none of that if you start to practice tantra. It's like there's always something new to discover. It's like a path. It's a never-ending path. Tantra is like first and foremost like a spiritual path. You know, it's like a set of things you practice like to reach liberation. Mm-hmm. You know, but you don't have to have that perspective. You can enjoy like tantra from many different aspects. And the cool thing about tantra is that it's not a religion. It's not something like you have to respect some rules. It's like everyone can do its own version of it. So whatever works for you, whatever you're attracted to, just try it.
Mm. Yeah, that's good advice. And I think the key thing as well, like what you said, is like, yeah, lasting for longer. Because a lot of clients, I see a lot of clients that have ED and they're always asking like, yeah, you know, what can I do to not like get my dick working? Yeah. And I try to convince all of them to like try to be more tantric. And because a lot of men do get hooked up on the, oh, I just need to come and then that's it. And they're just so fixated on just that when they're missing the whole other, like coming is like 0.01% of like a sexual experience, honestly. Like it really is. It's so small. All of the fun is in all of the other parts, right? 100%. So I always tell them, I'm just like, just forget about that. Just have fun. You don't even need to have sex. Like, you know, just do all the other fun stuff. So with Tantra really focuses on all of the other things. I always try and convince my clients. I'm like, you should look into Tantra more, because it's like coming is like it's totally you know, like just forget about that.
And when you get rid of that goal of coming or getting a woman to come, there's so much less pressure, and then suddenly the dick goes hard again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's really interesting. And as you say, it's not about the orgasm, it's about the whole experience. Yeah. And seeing sexuality as a whole experience. It's not just about penetration. Like, oh my god, the erotic experiences you can have even without any penetration of like even dick in mouth or dick in pussy or ass, anything like that, you know, just of like touching a human body and connecting and breathing together and like kissing everywhere and like licking everywhere. It's just like so beautiful and so like erotic and amazing.
Yeah, because especially when you're not thinking about it, you would pay more attention to those other things, like what you were saying about the ear.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not so fixated on coming, you would probably pay more attention if a girl was playing with your ear or your hair.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Your ass.
Or something. Yeah, your ass. Yeah, I know. I'm a big advocate of. Oh, so another service that you do is the prostate massage. I feel like she's an advocate of men sticking shit up their asses, because I've seen that on her website. Prostate massage. So
I am a real advocate.
Oh, thank you. Can you convince Mark?
For those listening to the podcast, Claire just said, I'm an advocate, as she gave me eyes and nodded her head, okay? So
we're coming for you after this.
I feel it. So tell me. Prostate massage.
Yeah. Help me convince Mark. I've been trying we're up to like what, episode 60 or something now. And every episode I tell Mark how good fingers up the ass are, and still after 60 episodes, Mark still won't try it.
Yep. Yeah. I always say, it feels so good in my own ass. You have a prostate, man.
Yes.
It will feel even better.
Exactly what I say. Exact word for, oh my God, we didn't even communicate about this before.
I feel like this is an anal intervention.
No. We had no discussion of this prior, and that is literally anyone that listens to the show will know that's exactly what I say.
Right, well, tell me more.
I so feel for the men who have a lot of blockages around that, because it's not your fault. It's like what you've been projected with, like, you know, liking things in your ass makes you gay or makes you like feminine, or like it's not, you know, it's like you're not supposed to go there. So there's a lot of like mental blocks around that. And I completely get it, you know, and it's like it takes a bit of work to get past that. And then she'll just look at the biology. Like
she's like, just it feels good.
It does.
For me, it's more of like a mental sensation. Yeah. So for me, I don't even like blowjobs that much.
Yeah.
And it's because during sex, I get a lot of satisfaction and pleasure out of like being in control.
Yes.
And like taking charge. And so even if a goal was to be like, lie down, I want to suck your dick, similar to almost what you spoke about, is that ability to like lay down and let go on that fear. I just don't like it. And I haven't got over that mental block of being like, I really like not being like, I love taking control so much that the minute even a girl's like sucking my dick, I'm not that into it.
Interesting.
And for me to have her like put things in my ass. Like that is like so the opposite of what I usually find like erotic and feel good for me.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's less the whole gay thing like that. I don't really care about, but it's more the submissive feeling that I don't.
I get that.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of.
What are you afraid of if not being in control?
I'm not sure if it's afraid. I think it's, I just don't feel the pleasure there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a fear maybe, but for me it's, I feel so powerful and like masculine, and something that really turns me on is seeing the girl in that like really vulnerable, feminine, like submissive place. Mm-hmm. And so seeing her take control, it just doesn't feel sexy for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's like originated from like a fear.
Yeah.
But just seeing that doesn't turn me on.
Yeah.
Being in a submissive place doesn't turn me on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not sure if that like comes from somewhere in particular. But yeah, that's kind of what I.
I still feel like you should try it. Yeah. After all of that, still try it.
Okay. No, it's like about doing things that you're comfortable with as well. And I think actually when you describe that, I'm like, there's a way to do ass play on you in a way that you're still in control. And actually, when you receive ass play, you're in control because it's your body. Like, we're listening to your body. Like, it's you opening up. Like, people have usually think that when you're submissive, you're not in control. Actually, when you're submissive, you're in control because you're guiding the whole session. It's you putting the boundaries. The dominant is actually being guided by what is okay for you and what's not okay for you.
Yeah, so, I get that. And that's like... It's maybe not, control is maybe not the right word, because I get that. Like when I'm being dominant with a girl, I know she has complete control to be like, this is not what I like.
Yeah.
This one. And so I know we say it a lot of time, this submissive is in control. I don't really believe that. I think you're both in control. Like you both know where your boundaries are. You both can say no at any time. You both have your limits and everything. Yeah. So I feel like there's probably equal control, but it's like the role play that is different.
Yeah.
So if we're in like an acting scene, right? And, you know, I was telling Kat the other day, I've started doing improv classes, which I love. So it's like, if you're in an acting scene, you both have equal amount of control.
Yeah.
But if one person is playing the student and one person is playing the teacher, in that role play, you do feel like you're more in control. You do feel like there's a sense of more power that comes with that. Yeah. So that's what I like. That's what I'd like to explore.
And what about if you were like ordering a girl to put things in your ass?
this is around the idea of like the blowjob. Like if I have a girl on her knees, I'm like, get on her fucking knees.
Get on your knees and fucking put your finger in my ass. Yeah,
grab her fucking by the throat.
I like it.
Throat fucker or something. There's something about that that feels like a little bit better, obviously.
Yeah.
That feels a lot better than like lying down and getting a blowjob.
Yes.
So you're right. There probably are aspects to be like, okay, I mean, you could shove force- that big black dildo in my ass.
No, you could be like, force her fingers in your ass. Like, give me your fingers, bitch.
Yeah.
Put it in your ass and then make her eat it.
Okay, listen.
Hot.
Maybe.
But also like, on the ass stuff, like it doesn't necessarily have to be with a partner in like erotic play. It can be also by yourself. It can be also like in a session like this. You know, if it's like something that interests you to explore, again, it's your body, your boundaries, like you're king and... Like, we don't have to tell you.
It sounds so good. You're a king. You can put whatever you want in your ass. Okay?
I mean, you do.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I don't think we've gone a single episode without mentioning things on the bubble. I had to bring
it. We should change this episode to just try to get Mark to put things in his ass.
The name of our podcast should just be Kat and Mark and putting shit up their asses.
Yeah. it is interesting, though, because I feel like I'm fairly open about a lot of other things, but maybe it is a fear because I'm fairly open about most other aspects. And it's funny when you mentioned the blowjob thing, I'm like, yeah, there are other ways that I do get around being, let's say dominant in that sense. Yeah. I need to think about this some more.
Yeah, I feel like if you force a girl to put her fingers in your ass, maybe that could be like a way around it.
There's something that feels like I won't. Yeah, there is. There's something that feels like I just don't think I'll enjoy this at all.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Even when I do think, okay, there's probably a way to make this feel like degrading for the girl and like for me to feel. And I still think like in my head, I'm like, I won't like it.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's like most guys though, to be honest.
Like this kind of like barriers is like they're just the barriers that a lot of men have. And we can make stories around them, but it's just usually as stuff for men is a little bit vulnerable, and it's vulnerable to be like can I enjoy it? You know, like,
yeah,
it's like, and it can be intricate. There can be different things and we don't need to know the story, but the barriers are there. And I met them, you know, many times with men.
Yeah.
And, you know.
She's like, well,
I did. No, because, I did have this okay, one but client.
To be fair, can I say this? So, to be fair, I love Shibari. I love tying girls up, right? I've been tied up before in class. So like we had
you've voodoo been tied
ropes.
Up.
Yeah, so we had voodoo ropes. Oh, yeah, girls. Yeah. So in class, like I went to this class thinking that it was like bring a partner, but no, it was like everyone switched. They were like, you, and I'm like, yeah, I've been doing Shibari for a while. I've never been tied up. Like, I'm not doing it. They're like, just try it. Like, and I'm like, all right, we have to do it. Like, we're in class. And even that, I just didn't enjoy. And I'm sure there's ways to make it feel like dominant, like, hey, tie me up. It's, I think it like inherently in my mind feels submissive. And I think like that's the hard thing to get over. But yeah, anyway, that's my thought. I'll think about it.
I did have this one client that I spoke about this on a few episodes back, and he wanted to try rimming. He wanted to try the fingers up the ass. Mm. That's right. So because I think he heard me saying it on the show and he was like, oh, yes. I want to try it. And then I had to then nurse this guy through an existential crisis that he had because he liked it. And then sad's not the right word, but he was confused and visibly taken back because he was like, I didn't think I would like it, but now I do. Like, what does that mean? I was like, it doesn't mean anything. I was like, lots of guys like it. Yeah. But he was like really disturbed by the fact that he liked it. So, and then he was like then confused in himself, in his identity. Or whatever. I was like, it's fine. So I spent like the next like little bit like being like, I know, it's okay. This is fine. But anyway,
of you like to guide him through that experience and to have that presence of calling him. And
but yeah, so it totally makes sense that, yeah, some guys just, I mean, because he did enjoy it, obviously, but it was the men thing that then disturbed him afterwards.
And I feel so much for this man. And to me, that's like a really good representation of like the shame that surrounds our sexuality still in our days, you know? And it's like it comes at different levels for all of us, different levels and different experiences. There's lots of things that are taboo in sex and shameful. And we've been conditioned to be ashamed of our sexuality for centuries now. And, you know, it still pops out. And so I feel for him and for all the men. And I'm like, let's move, let's keep moving and like keep having new experiences and shed those layers and cry and have the feelings, you know? And you know, you were like, I probably think I won't enjoy it in the first time. And I want to say like a lot of men don't enjoy it the first time actually because it's a new sensation. It's like, oh, it's not what they're used to for a sensation of pleasure, you know? And I remember this show that I was listening to, like a man was talking about like how it's just that the brain doesn't recognize yet this sensation as a sensation of pleasure. So sometimes it just takes training, you know? And like at the beginning, you have to train by like stimulating the ass and stimulating the cock at the same time. And then eventually you remove the stimulation of the cock like after a while. So like you want to ease into it. You want to teach your brain that this sensation is like.
No, I'm laughing because it's so funny. This is the conversation I'd be having with a girl about impact play. Like this is the conversation I'd be having a girl about pain.
They said we're having it
like,
to you.
Yeah, it's just so funny.
This is an intervention, because, like, really.
Yeah, sure.
I actually just brought her here as an intervention to get you to start putting shit up your ass.
I would say it's a secret plan, actually. I would say like, listen, when it comes to pain, like at first you might not like, inherently enjoy it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you mix it with pleasure, then it can be like an erotic experience and it could be, it's so funny because this is like the same conversation I have about pain.
It's funny when it's on the other side, isn't it?
Maybe you're right.
I remember the first time I ever got a guy ever choked me. Right? Like I was like a teenager, right? So like I didn't even know that that was even really a thing. I wasn't watching much porn back then. I remember at first it like, freaked me out a little bit, but then I was like, oh, hang on, I like it. And then I remember talking to one of my friends about it and I was like, what does that mean? I was like, I kind of liked it. Like, am I sick? Like,
make me a deviant?
Yeah, I know. Well, obviously when I was like, I think it happened, I would have been like 16 or something. So I would have been like quite young and very inexperienced back then. So I was like very confused about it. Obviously now I know it's something that I like and I'm like, yes, choke me. do it harder. Yeah. I can still breathe. You're not doing good enough. But yeah, I remember at first it was scary, but then also like, oh, like, I kind of like it after a little bit. But like obviously getting into that first over that, I guess, fear. And then kind of being like just letting it sink in and be like, oh, let me just enjoy, like feel it for a bit. And then I was like, oh, no, actually this kind of feels good.
So I got another question for you. Is there certain things in your journey that you felt like, oh, fuck, I don't think I would enjoy this, or I wouldn't want to do this to another person, that you've gone through that process and now you're like, damn, I do find this like really pleasurable?
Yeah. So for me, I'm also like being in control, like generally. Mm. But I've noticed like last few years, I was like, I'm really attracted by letting go of this control, like about surrendering, you know, a little bit. And I remember I was at this conscious kink party and I saw this couple doing shibari. Mm. And I was always like, no, I'm never going to be tied up, you know, like it's too restrictive, too crazy. Like I need to be in control. And I watched them doing the session. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It was just like, I had tears rolling down my eyes. This man was so present with his partner. And, you know, like she was moving through waves of pain and pleasure. And it was just so beautiful. And I talked to them afterwards and he ended up giving me my first shibari session. Mm-hmm. And it was such an incredible experience. Like I really felt that trust, like we established boundaries in the first place. Mm-hmm. And he showed me that he could respect my boundaries, that he was honoring them. And that made me trust him and feel safe and fully surrender. And I was on another planet. It was incredible. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And have you ever tied someone up? Like, have you practiced doing it the other way around?
Or not yet, but I'm like.
Oh, you should.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've tied like little knots, you know.
Yeah. I feel like you would like shibari. Because shibari is kind of spiritual, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know. Mark's a tantrist. Yeah,
honestly, you'd love it. Okay, listen. I'll stick things up my ass. You tie people up, okay?
That's the deal, Mark. Careful, because when I make a deal, it's a real deal.
I was about to sit here and convince you to do it, then I'm like, oh, fuck, this sounds so hypocritical. You might not enjoy it at first, but...
I know. I think you need to be taking your own advice. I wonder how many episodes we're going to get to before you're like, you know what, on the weekend.
Next week I come back on the show a different person.
Haircut and everything.
Guys, I've done it.
You start wearing black.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm wearing like colorful colors.
Got your first tattoo and everything. Damn, yeah, blonde hair.
Yeah, you guys will know when it happens.
Just one finger away, Mark.
Yeah, just one finger away.
You'll be wearing tie-dye with an earring.
For those listening, you know, Claire's waving a finger at the same time. It's just one finger away.
An interesting way also could be like de-armoring.
Yeah.
Like I think for people who have like lots of like barriers around that. Like
what is this like de-armoring?
Before with like, you know, doing pressure points and like slowly holding and like see the emotions that come up with it, the feelings that come up with it, and do a lot of breathing and sounding. So that helps the energy and the tension to move away.
Hmm.
Think about it. This is the way I think about it. It's like a spiritual deep tissue massage, basically. But
on your genitals.
Yeah. The way I got shown it was, like yoni, like vaginally. So they'll insert a finger in, they'll look around for like a same way you would typically with a massage, right? They'll look for a spot that feels like bunched up or tight or maybe even
inside.
Inside. Oh. You look for the girl's like emotional response. And then as you were mentioning, Claire, you push down.
Do girls get knots in their vagina? Am I just sitting here with a bunch of knots in my pussy?
You need an internal deep tissue massage.
I've been sitting here for 28 years of my life with knots in my vagina that have just gone unknotted.
Exactly, you poor girl. And so there's a spiritual...
No, I'm going to be fishing around for knots later.
And so typically the idea of it is, you have like an emotional release with it as well, or at least like shifting of... energy, I think, is described, right?
Way to do it, like if you don't really know, like, you know, if you can't feel the knot or whatever, it's like you can go just like 1 inch or 1 centimeter in and then go clockwise. You press up and then you go like to 12 o'clock and then you go to 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock and then 6 o'clock and you go clockwise. And then you go, once you finish the circle, you go a bit further and you do the same thing again. And this will allow you to really map the whole vagina, the whole canal inside.
That's interesting. I feel like this is going to be a bit of a funny story, but like I'm definitely guilty of this, but I feel like just people in general just don't have adequate knowledge on like their own genitals, really. So like, because so this is definitely, well, what you were just saying, like, I don't think me, well, me definitely, I haven't gone and specifically went and explored my own vagina. Like, okay, I masturbate, yes, and I know what feels good, but like exploring the insides and whatnot and on a deeper level, haven't done that, right? Yeah. And most people probably haven't, but because I remember this one time I was having sex in my period, so I had a sponge up there and then I was trying to pull the sponge out and I was pulling on something and it wasn't the sponge and I was like, what the I was like, what the fuck have I just been pulling on? For 5 minutes, I didn't even know there was other things up there that could be pulled on. I don't know what. So, but anyway, and then after that, I was like, "Fuck, I don't know shit." Like, I didn't even know there was things that hanging down up there that hilarious. I could be pulled on. But it was very eye opening, being like, "Well, I have no idea what the fuck is on there because I was just pulling on something. I have no idea what the fuck it was.
Probably like the cervix at the time.
Oh god, I know it wasn't whatever. Whatever, it's something that shouldn't be pulled on, right? But anyway, the fact that I had something up there that I didn't even know.
And we really lack sex education in our system, right?
Oh, yeah. So, oh, 100%. Yeah.
A really good book, that's what came up when you described that. A really good book for that is called Women's Anatomy of Pleasure by Sherry Winston. It's incredible. Everyone should have it as a Bible on the table. Like, it's actually, she also guides you through like a pussy tour. Like, and you can like read the instructions and go on a little exploration of your own pussy. You can have a scalpel to like, not scalpel, who knows?
Yeah.
Don't go cutting.
Speculum, sorry.
Yeah.
Speculum and open your vagina, and then with the mirror you can see your own cervix and stuff. It's really
cool. Well, I actually, this is another one as well. I was like, very probably in the last like couple of years, probably since doing this podcast, I didn't even know that the clit is basically like just right at the top. I just thought the clit was like the whole thing. So even I have a vagina, even I'm guilty of not actually knowing what the clit is until I was like nearly 30 years old. And it's like literally my own vagina. So yeah, I feel like that's probably good advice to people to just literally, I mean, like I should probably take this advice as well, is to actually just explore and see what feels good. And because like with me, like some things feel good. So it's one person, but they're not for other people. So it's like not a one size fits all thing. And you should know what feels good for you. Like it's not, you can't just watch porn and be like, oh yeah, so this feels good for this girl. So then that should be what I should get my boyfriend or my lovers or whatever to do on me. Cause that not, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to feel good for you. Like you have to know what feels good for you specifically.
And because also men, like, you know, they can be trying things out, things that have worked with other women, but they really never really know what feels good in your body. So like, it's really important to have that communication back and forth. And yeah, hence the importance of knowing one's own body.
Mm.
There's something, for example, like that is really underrated, like the outer lips of the vagina. So basically like the clitoris is at the top. And I don't know if you've seen like pictures of the whole clitoris. Like there's the glands of the clitoris and then the legs and the bulbs, and they wrap around the vagina and under the outer lips. And so when you rub the outer lips and like you just like rub them like a massage, like it starts to get engorged with blood and you can feel a lot of pleasure from that. It's really a nice way to prepare the body and the pussy for deeper touch.
We briefly spoke about it. We were talking about like teasing the vagina. What was that? What was it called? Shallowing? Is that?
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit different. So what Claire's talking about, I think shallowing, we're talking about the entrance of the pussy, so just around it.
Okay.
What Claire's talking about is essentially like the flaps. Clit, and then it wraps around. And so, yeah, okay, flaps, sure. So not just the flaps themselves. You actually got to push down like around those or like on those, essentially.
Like on the inside of them? Oh, but this is the lack of said education right here, me being like, what's this thing called?
Maybe we can pop a photo up on the YouTube screen. But basically, you've got your clit and then it wraps around underneath like this.
Okay.
So we can pop a photo up there. So yeah.
Yeah, so beautiful. And the human body is just so incredible. It's like, we get something to explore like endlessly, you know, and it's right there with us. Yeah. So it's just having like an open beginner's mind with it. It's actually good to have a beginner's mind because you're more open to seeing what's in front of you and be with what's in front of you rather than trying to reach a goal, you know.
So when you're having sex, how do you normally have sex? Like even in your personal life? Like
takes 12 hours.
Oh, really? Are you like very, you do like all the Kama Sutra stuff and all like week-long sex sessions?
Yeah, it's funny. Like actually I've been asked a lot like, so you don't like quickies, you know?
I don't think anybody likes a quickie. I mean, look, there's a time and place for them, but not all the time.
There's a time and place for it. It's like, I don't know. I just see sexuality as like an experience and all encompassing, you know, if I'm already really turned on, like it's like quite erotic, the scenario, like we're in a restaurant and it's like we're having a little break from the dinner, like, it could be really hot. So, like, the question was, how do I have sex? It's kind of hard question to answer. Like, I guess I do it slowly, usually, most of the time, you know. I take it as an exploration. I leave penetration out of the equation a lot of times.
Oh, really? Is that... Yeah. So, like, I'm asking from like a non-work perspective. So, like, if you were like just hooking up with a guy on the weekend, would you not do penetration?
I would try to wait a long time before.
Why is that? Do you enjoy not doing that? It's the best part for me.
To explore the rest. And the thing is, like, I was talking about it with a friend yesterday. It's like once you go into penetration, it's almost like you have the automatism. Then your bodies automatically go towards that every time, and it's really nice to take the time before doing that to explore the rest of what your bodies can do together. So, I just really like to, like, you know, postpone it a little bit to, like, explore our bodies.
And do you practice the not coming as well? Because I think, what is it? Female tantra is, like, not – it's, like, not coming as well, isn't it?
Essentially, a lot of them practice clit orgasms. But.
I'm not so dogmatic with this kind of stuff. You know? I like to expand the capacity for pleasure. I like to grow your container for pleasure. And so I love edging for that. But I'm not like, oh, my God, don't come because don't get rid of your energy or whatever. Like, you know, usually we say that's like for men, like, you know, the ejaculation is like pushing the energy out. But when you start to like, when you start to move with the breath and like move energy around, you can ejaculate or you can have an orgasm as a female. It will feel already totally different than an orgasm you would have like doing regular friction sex, you know?
I've got a question around the coaching. Yeah. So I saw on your website as well that guys can book in for like a one-on-one coaching session where you will basically give them some theory and then they can like practice it with you. So what are these guys typically coming to learn or coming to practice and what would that kind of look like?
Okay, I'm not sure which one you're talking about because it feels like you mix, there's two things mixed. Like I offer coaching, like online coaching, which is like sex and relationship coaching, one-on-one online. And then I offer private workshops, which is the place where they come and practice with me.
Okay, so yeah.
Let's talk about the private workshop you're talking about.
Yeah, we're a little bit more fun, all right? But okay, do we want to talk about the online coaching or the in-person workshops? I'm thinking in-person workshops.
I love actually this because it's like, I love like helping people get like proper sex education in a way that's playful and entertaining and, you know. So the idea is, like, we will decide what we want to work on, you know. Like, so either it will be, like, one private workshop on the female anatomy. So I will pull out that book that I talked about. We're going to look at the different parts, and I'm going to show you, like, how the female body changes, like, with arousal, how, you know, the clitoris grows just like a dick, you know, or, like, it gets wet just like a dick. Like, we are more similar than we think. So it's always like a little bit of introduction to a theory and then like direct application of like what it looks like on the body. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
So there's different things we can explore. There's like the female body. There's like dominant submissive role play. There is like ass stuff, like how to penetrate an ass in a safe way.
Amazing.
The clitoris growing one. I remember I was with a client once and I don't know, he was going down on me for a bit and he just like pops up and he's like, you know, it's really cute how like when I do XYZ, I can't remember what it was, like your clit just like, you know, it's like pokes out. And I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean? And again, I was like that many days. Oh, this was like, this was recently when I realized that. Yeah. And he was like, oh yeah, like clits like grow too. And I was, I had no idea. Yeah. And I was like, cause I was like, what do you mean it grows? I was like, why is it doing that?
Should I be worried?
Yeah, I was like so embarrassed. I was like, what? I was like, put it back. Oh my god. He's like, no, that's like normal. It's like when it gets, you know, when you stimulate it, it like pokes out. And I was like, why?
It is an odd way to describe it to a girl. Hey, I really like when your clit pokes out.
I was like, go back inside. Yeah, like, I was like frightened. I was like, God, that sounds scary. It's just like, hey. I had no idea that happened.
Yeah, like a very cool thing that I discovered when I was studying is that, like, you know, when we're embryos, we're all the same thing. Like, it's just like we start to differentiate after week 7, I think. But at the beginning, we have the same body. And then we have the same tissues that differentiate into like pussy or dick, right? It's really cool.
Mm. Yeah, if they, I think all men start as, is it we all start as women or something like that?
Like, I would call it yeah, like just sure. like.
I think it's you all start with like a not, it's neutral. Not, it's obviously not a vagina, but it's like a vagina. And then yeah. it goes into like the clit. Yeah, or like
it's
a dick.
Like a wash of like masculinizing hormones that comes. And then the embryos that have the male chromosomes respond to these hormones and the female don't respond. So.
Mm.
But basically, like the equivalent is like clitoris equals penis, and then outer lips equals testicles, and like the line that you have between the testicles, you know, that little line is basically the opening between our two lips.
Mm.
It's really cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Question for you. Okay.
Look at this. Cheeky smile.
I feel like you're so nervous now.
Question for you. It's just- yeah. No, it's not an ask question. Okay, I'm not that nervous. No. So if you are going to give advice. To, we'll start with guys, but we can talk about girls too.
Yeah.
At home, who are listening to this, that are having like very, let's say like standard sex, like maybe something you might see in porn or we could describe yeah. it as vanilla or whatever you want to describe it, yeah. that are listening to this and saying, oh, this idea of slowing things down yeah. sounds really nice.
Yeah.
This idea of not focusing on the goal sounds yeah. very nice. This idea of sort of getting into my own body and feeling that sensation, like that's something I want to explore.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice of, either like how they get into it, so maybe tips they can use in their own sex life, like as of tonight.
Yeah.
What would you give as like a introduction to people listening?
Yeah. So, okay. There's lots of things we can do. One first thing I would say like, okay, what is your masturbation practice looking like, you know? And maybe try to twist it a little bit, tweak it. Like what is something different that you can do to be more present? So like if you're always masturbating with porn and like ejaculating at the same time and you kind of used to doing the same thing over and over again, like why not try listening to some erotic stories, for example, or like reading something and make your imagination work a little bit in different ways. And, you know, then starting to involve the breath as well. Like how can you focus on your breath while you're touching yourself? Like, it's so simple. We all have a breath and it's like, that's the number one tool to bring you back to the present moment and to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for guys listening, essentially it's going to be masturbation practice. So start there.
Yeah.
Start by getting comfortable with yourself, slowing everything down.
Yeah.
Start by practicing even, yeah, as you said, like feeling all the sensations in your body, your breath,
yeah.
how it feels with your touch, yeah. using a different type of touch, different types of stimulus that you're getting erotic yeah. with. And then transitioning to that into your sexual practice with like someone else.
Yeah.
Once you take it from
I always cool. say it's really nice to practice on your own first, like
yeah.
to get used to, because when we have someone else on the picture, we want to please them. We want to, you know, yeah. we want to make sure they're having a good time as well. And it sometimes takes us out of our own experience.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to practice on your own and get used to that a little bit. And actually the more aware you become of your own body, the more aware you will become of the body of your partner. Mm. It makes you a better lover ultimately.
Awesome. Mm. Cool.
And Clear does offer video calls to anybody listening who's like, I want to know more.
That's true.
She yes. does offer video coaching calls, I did
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
So
I offer different types of calls. I offer like video calls, like spicy video calls. And I offer
spicy video calls. Okay.
And I offer like coaching calls, yeah.
So how do people get in contact with you? What's the easiest method for them?
I have like an email address on my website, clio@thetantricmuse.com. My phone number is also on my website. Instagram @thetantricmuse. You can find me and you have my links. Everything is there.
Yeah. Perfect. We will pop all the links in the description to anybody who
yeah.
is and interested.
Sorry, before we finish up, you also have, what's it called? It's like a OnlyFans, but not an OnlyFans.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Sunroom?
Sunroom.
Yeah, what is that? I did see that.
Yeah, Sunroom.
Is it like OnlyFans?
Yes and no, you know, it's like an uncensored platform.
It's a what, sorry?
Uncensored.
Uncensored,
platform.
Sorry, yeah.
French accent.
Perfect.
it's founded by two women and it's basically for women and non-binary creators to have a place of like non-censorship to just express themselves. And people can share whatever they want.
Mm.
It can be like erotic and sensual content, or it can also just be like sex advice where you don't have to beep every fucking word you're saying, you know? Or like just personal life stuff. There's just a wide range of things there. I use it because I just like to take pictures of myself naked. It's always been like this. And like, obviously it doesn't really go well on Instagram. And I didn't really resonate fully with OnlyFans. And Yeah, basically it's like a place like people can like have a membership and like see my uncensored content, but like you can't put full nudity, frontal nudity on your grid. So usually like I just hide the nipples and everything, and then in the DMs like I offer more
to people. Okay, cool. There you go. So Sunroom, coaching, everything you can find on your website or Instagram. We'll pop the links up below.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, maybe to have somebody else try to convince Mark.
Next week we're getting on we're getting an anal expert on next week.
An anal doctor. A prostate doctor.
Yeah, we're just having to get a prostate doctor on next week, guys. Just to, I don't know, we'll see what we're talking about.
I've got this new exciting guest. It's just like a doctor in a coat walks in.
We're
going
to do a toy review.
And then Catherine has to do it because it's a doctor, you know.
Exactly, yeah. Just getting on doctors for my own. Review of prostate massages.
Any prostate doctors that want to come on, hit me up.
All right. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on. Interesting conversation. It was really nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome.
Thanks.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.